Wilkie Collins wrote 27 novels, over 50 short stories, 15 plays, and over 100 pieces of nonfiction work. His best-known works are Armadale, No Name, The Woman in White, and The Moonstone. He was named after his father, the well-known landscape painter William Collins, but swiftly became known by his middle name, Wilkie, which honored his godfather, David Wilkie. Born in London, his family lived in Italy when he was 12 to 15 years old, which had an immense impact on him. After 5 years of unhappy apprenticeship to tea merchants, he entered Lincoln's Inn to study law. He also considered art as a career and exhibited a painting at the Royal Academy Summer Exhibition in 1849. But when his first novel, Antonina, was published in 1850, his career as a writer was firmly sounded. In 1851, Collins was introduced to Charles Dickens. They became lifelong friends and collaborators. Collins became an editor of Household Words, Dickens's weekly publication. Dickens also had several of Collins's novels serialized through his periodical All Year Round. Collins's younger brother Charles married Dickens's younger daughter, Kate. Collins suffered from a form of arthritis known as rheumatic gout and became severely addicted to the opium which he took in the form of laudanum to relieve the pain. As a result, he experienced paranoid delusions, the most notable being his conviction that he was constantly accompanied by a subjective doppelganger he dubbed Ghost Wilkie. His novel The Moonstone prominently features the effects of opium and opium addiction. While he was writing it, Collins's consumption of laudanum was such that he later claimed of having no memory of writing large parts of the novel. Collins pioneered detective fiction and suspense fiction. He enjoyed much success through his sensation novels, but with the death of Charles Dickens in 1870 and his increased use of laudanum, his popularity dwindled. The Dream Woman, a mystery in four narratives. The first narrative, Introductory Statement of the Facts by Percy Fairbank. 1.
Hello there, hostler! Hello!
My dear, why don't you look for the bell?
I have looked, there is no bell.
And nobody in the yard. How very extraordinary. Call again, dear.
Hostler! Hello there! Hostler!
My second call echoes through empty space and rouses nobody. Produces, in short, no visible result. I am at the end of my resources. I don't know what to say or what to do next. Here I stand in the solitary inn yard of a strange town with two horses to hold and a lady to take care of. By the way of adding to my responsibilities, it so happens that one of the horses is dead lame and that the lady is my wife. Who am I, you will ask? There is plenty of time to answer that question. Nothing happens, and nobody appears to retrieve us. Let me introduce myself and my wife. I am Percy Fairbank, English gentleman, age, let us say, 40, no profession, moderate politics, middle height, fair complexion, easy character, plenty of money. My wife is a French lady. She was Mademoiselle Clotilde Delorge when I was first presented to her at her father's house in France. I fell in love with her. I really don't know why. It must have been because I was perfectly idle and had nothing else to do at the time. Or it might have been because all my friends said she was the very last woman whom I ought to think of marrying. On the surface, I must own, there is nothing in common between Mrs. Fairbank and me. She is tall, she is dark, she is nervous, excitable, romantic. In all her opinions, she proceeds to extremes. What could such a woman see in me? What could I see in her? I know no more than you do. In some mysterious manner, we exactly suit each other. We have been man and wife for 10 years, and our only regret is that we have...